Mahmoud's Diary, June 9, 1912, New York. As the master intended to leave Philadelphia for New York in the morning, many friends were saddened at their imminent separation from him. They came to the railway station in great sorrow to see him off, and all along the way supplicated assistance and guidance from him. In the evening in New York, the master gave the friends a poignant account of his journey to Philadelphia, outlining the objective of his visit. He also spoke on spiritual stations and the inner progress of the soul, which are the ultimate fruits of human life. Today, the master revealed many important tablets. One of them was to Monsieur Dreyfus. O kind friend, I visited Philadelphia for a few days at the invitation of two ministers and at the request of the Friends of God. Two large congregations gathered in the two churches, and I spoke within the measure of my incapacity. But the confirmations of the Abha kingdom, as evident as the sun, descended and enfolded us. Although we are powerless, He is mighty. Although we are poor, He is self-sufficient. The importance of this blessed verse became truly manifest. We shall aid whosoever will arise for the triumph of our cause, with the hosts of the concourse on high and a company of our favored angels. I hope that both you and the maidservant of Baha will be able to render important services on this journey and will become the cause of proclaiming the Word of God. Convey my respectful greetings to the maidservant of Baha. I pray God for confirmations and assistance for her. May the glory of the All-Glorious rest upon thee. During this time, both day and night, many people besides these servants were present at the table and enjoyed the presence of the Master. This evening he spoke of the days in Baghdad, saying, "The Blessed Beauty did not make any more public speeches after leaving Baghdad and Adrianople. The mode of his discourse and the style of his utterances were a cause of wonder and were without peer or likeness. However, out of respect, I do not wish to give my speeches in that manner."